We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to Petco Park. We got to get this marine layer out of here. Let's get some sunshine for this day game as the Padres go for the sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals. One of the guys who's played a really big role in the first two games of this series is the rookie center fielder Travis Jankowski, just called up from AAA El Paso this week. He joins us, and he is on the Cholula hot seat. First of all, before anything else, man, congratulations on this first big league stint. I imagine you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's been a crazy 3 days. But thank you for the congrats, and hopefully we can keep this rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. That first day that you're here, you don't play. You weren't in the starting lineup. I know you got in late that morning, the day game, and we were saying, all right, hey, maybe, you know, pinch run, pinch hit, whatever, defensive replacement late in the game. It doesn't happen. And then you got an entire off day to sit around and think about it. Was that good because you got an opportunity to kind of catch your breath, or was it like, man, I just want to get into a baseball game?
It was good because my family was here, so they kind of helped me not think about it all day. We went out. We had a nice breakfast, sat by the pool all day, went suit shopping. And then went out to a nice dinner. So the whole day we were pretty busy. And around 9:30, 10 o'clock is when I finally got some time to relax and think about it. And then the nerves started to settle in.
You said after that first game, after your first game, how nervous you were, how excited you were. And Pat Murphy hit you ninth because he didn't want to have the pressure of you know, starting at the top of the order. How did that work out, you know, hitting ninth in your first game? Did it help with the pressure at all or the nerves?
I think it did, and Cashner was actually pretty funny about it. He said, you know, it's your first pro game and my first game hitting eighth, so it looks like we got a good thing going here. So, I think it definitely took a lot of the anxiety out of it hitting ninth and knowing I wasn't the leadoff guy and I could just kind of go out and relax a little bit and, you know, hit behind Cashner and in front of Solarte, who's a great hitter.
First pitch, ball. Second pitch, you jump on. What were those first two pitches like?
First pitch was a fastball up. Saw pretty well. I didn't look at the gun to see what it registered. But then the next one, yeah, it was just kind of a fastball middle in and pulled my hands in on it, and it squeaked up the middle. So I'll take it.
So once you got out there, and we're just seeing the video now of your parents, which was outstanding.
Right.
Your dad's shirt was definitely trending on Twitter. People were big fans of that. So obviously just an incredible moment. A little bit before this, though, maybe you go out on the field, even before the first at-bat. Was there that moment where you're like, all right, this is happening, or was it just kind of, all right, business as usual?
You know, it was so nonstop that day. I didn't really have a second to take it all in. But when we ran out on the field and you know, the 33,000 fans were cheering for us, that's kind of when I got goosebumps and was like, oh, my goodness, this is really happening.
You know, being here, this is a huge step, but this has been a whirlwind summer for you. I mean, you're at San Antonio. You're in the All-Star game. You go to the Pan American Games. You come back, I think, for one day in San Antonio, get sent to El Paso. You're there for 3 weeks, and now you're here. This has really been an amazing summer.
It's been unreal. Two countries, countless amounts of states. It's been a lot of fun, though. You know, I've enjoyed every second of it. And, to be honest, I never thought it would end up at Petco Park in San Diego. But, you know, I'm fortunate and blessed to be a part of this team and help the team win.
Center fielder Travis Jankowski is here on Twitter at FreddyJ_6. I know everybody is wondering about it. Many know, many do not. The Twitter handle is what? FreddyJ.
So I'm the youngest of three. Have an older brother and sister, and I used to love Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood growing up, and his first name's Fred. So when they'd come home from school, I'd be glued to the TV, just locked in on Mr. Rogers, and they would call me Fred. And I absolutely hated it. And, you know, I shed some tears over it, and they kept doing it because, of course, I'm the youngest. They're going to tease me and
sure.
pick on me. So, eventually my parents were like, guys, you got to stop calling them that. And they're like, okay, you know, we'll stop calling them it, but we'll get our friends and teachers at school to do it because you can't yell at them. So their friends started doing it, teachers started doing it, and here I am, and you know, 24 years old, I'm Fred. So
I like that you're embracing it, though. I think at this point, that's really all you can do, and having some fun with it in the Twitter handle. All right, so little Travis Jankowski watching Mr. Rogers in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, not too far from Philadelphia. Not really all that far from Washington. That's this road trip coming up for the Padres. Leave tomorrow. That kind of works out nicely scheduling-wise.
Oh, it's perfect. You know, starting in San Diego and then head to the East Coast close to home. I think the Washington series, there should be a couple people, a couple family members coming down. And then Philly, I know, you know, guys from college, coaches from college, friends from all over Lancaster are coming. So going to have to talk to some people and borrow some tickets, I think.
Plus, he's got a family wedding winner in Philly, so.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Crash throw that in there, too. Right.
A lot going on for Travis Jankowski right now. Was there a welcome to the big leagues moment in these first couple of games yet where you're like, oh, got it, maybe the catch in left field, I'm thinking, in the first game, looked like extra bases, Piscotty makes the diving catch, anything else?
I'd say that was the number one moment. that was kind of frustrating, but, you know, that was kind of a, hey, man, this is, you know, Major League Baseball. They're going to make that play. So, you know, either keep it on the ground or hit it over their heads, I guess.
You know, a scout told me earlier this year when he's talking that you've done a great job this year of cutting down the strikeouts and adding on the walks, and it's almost a one-to-one ratio in the minor leagues this year. How hard did you work at that, and where did that sort of the start begin?
Well, it's been my goal every single year in pro ball. This year I just finally got with the two-strike approach that I liked and could handle, and it all kind of starts with choking up on the bat for me, and just letting the ball get deeper and fouling off tough pitches in and looking for something middle away that, you know, I can even just chop over to, you know, shortstop or third base and try and leg out, because with speed being my main asset and main tool, anything on the ground to the left side, I think I have a chance on.
I've seen you out there 2 days now working on bunts, which is another big part of your game. You were out before batting practice yesterday working on bunting with Dave Roberts, and I know that's an important aspect. Your game basically is speed, right?
Right, yeah, that's 100% my game. Speed and, you know, stealing hits on defense and getting on base on the offensive side.
Travis Jankowski is here, made his Major League debut at the beginning of this series against the St. Louis Cardinals, played a big role in a couple of fun wins, and had the bunt hit in this series as well. We've seen an infield hit. Two nights in a row, Padres bat around against the St. Louis Cardinals, so you showed up at the right time, and you've been a part of it, which is a lot of fun. A cool couple of days. Thanks for spending some time with us. Congratulations on the debut, and continued success, man.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Travis. Travis Jankowski, great job on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll take a break, come back, more from the AMR studio right after this.